Hello, this is Donal C. Stewart of Fringe Review. I'm here in the Turret Theatre in Kirkintilloch with Cumbernauld Theatre Company, who are rehearsing for Edinburgh Festival Fringe at the Summer Hall, due to open in just less than a week. And it's a very relaxed afternoon here, a Friday afternoon with plenty of donuts, lots of smiles, and talking about lip sync, which is coming to Summer Hall next week for the run of the Fringe. And I'm with Ed and Kirsty, and we'll start with Ed, who's the artistic director. Come
That's
on,
right. Yeah.
Did Ed, why lip sync and where does it come from? Because a particular program Come On Old has run that has identified this as a piece to be performed.
Absolutely. We run a project called Invited Guest, which is a kind of real lives, real people theatre project in which we work with members of our community who have extraordinary stories to tell about their everyday lives. We sometimes say that, you know, Invited Guest is extraordinary stories, everyday lives shown on stage. The reason why we do that is that traditional plays, written plays, tend to deal with a relatively narrow range of subjects. And what we're really interested in is capturing the contemporary lives of real people. And so we started a conversation with a woman called Kirsty Young, who will talk a little bit about herself in a bit. And she has a particularly unique everyday story. And we wanted to start developing a show with her around and about her love and her joy of singing. Kirsty has cystic fibrosis, and one of the impacts of cystic fibrosis is that you slowly lose your lung function. And obviously there's a fundamental relationship between singing and lung function, and we thought to ourselves, that is a piece of work that we want to create. It is an extraordinary story of everyday life. And we sat down and we thought to ourselves, how do we make a piece of theatre without being able to rehearse full-time with someone, because Kirsty is not a professional performer, she has a full-time job, she also has an invisible illness. And so we started to develop a way of making a piece of devised, collaboratively made theatre that would reflect the experience of Kirsty's everyday experiences, but would also be a high-quality piece of professional theatre developed over a significant period of time. So we've been working on this project for about 6 months in total, although in the last 3 weeks we've been doing the intensive rehearsals to create the show. We are on the last day of rehearsal, Friday of week three.
Which I've interrupted.
It's all just about to come together, and I think what we've got is an extraordinary piece of contemporary theatre that sheds light on an illness that people know very little about in very unique circumstances. It's partly sung, it's partly spoken, it's partly verbatim, it's very moving, and it's a piece of work that I think Cumbernauld Theatre is rightly proud of and shows off the best of what Invited Guest is about, because it absolutely is about the honesty and integrity and the commitment to the people that we work with.
Yep.
Because it's a Invited Guest is about people, it's a people-led project. It's not theatre for the sake of it, it's theatre because we're telling real stories of real lives as they're being lived now in Scotland in the 21st century. And we're not all on speedboats and we're not all climbing Everest. And many people have extraordinary stories, and this is just one of them.
Well, if I go from an ordinary artistic director over to an extraordinary performer, which is Kirsty, so that's quite an introduction in terms of where it's come from. But I suppose the simple question is, what is it?
I'm really fortunate that lip sync is entirely based on my life experiences, the life experiences of Kirsty Young. As someone who was born with cystic fibrosis, which is an invisible illness, who thrived through childhood and managed to study, and it really highlights how, as my lung function and health, unfortunately, is on the downward trend, I still have the same aspirations that I kind of set off with in life, and the challenges of balancing those and highlighting to people that it is an invisible illness, which is the trick.
It is. And in terms of all of that, obviously, you've had a little bit of experience in terms of you sing.
Yeah.
It should be present tense. You do sing. And in the show, you do sing. How much of that is a comfort, how much of it is still an aspiration?
It's still very much more of a comfort than an aspiration. The way my lung function sits just now, I'm actually nearer the kind of 30% mark.
Yep.
And so to sing the repertoire which I first started out studying 10 years ago, which was classical and very challenging on my physical being, I'm not able to sing what I used to sing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still an enjoyment of mine, but it's also quite a nostalgic act.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes really devastating when you try to sing something you used to and you go, oh, things aren't going how they should or how uh-huh. they used to. So I still sing all the time, but certainly not how I used to.
But I don't get a sense of this being morbid or depressing or anything. There just seems to be an absolute joy in what you've had the opportunity to do.
Yeah. Oh, they're definitely. I'm so, so pleased and grateful for the opportunity to have a kind of, dare I say it, a final performance. This is my chance to show people what I can and maybe could do back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But it is funny you would say that what you're picking up is this joy and a kind of overall happy presence, because something that does come to light in the play is my amazing ability to fake being well. It's a wonderful skill that I've managed to perfect over the years. And that's the message. It's an invisible illness. And to people who might meet me, they'd think that I'm happy, I'm well, I'm confident, living my best life. But behind that closed door, there's an other Kirsty. There's someone who's really unwell and can be really morbid. Okay, most of the time I'm cracking the jokes, but there is definitely a more serious and sad and depressing side to my story, which you do see, just not when you first meet me.
Great. So it's at Summer Hall. It's starting on the 31st of July, and it's 4:05, am I right? And it's a 65-minute piece, and you will find that you meet not one Kirsty, but two. Possibly three. If you want to find out what that means, then you can turn up at Summer Hall during the Fringe. Thank you very much, all.